Well, this is the fourth channel in the series, State of Her Womb, Brown-Hued Women Walk on Common Ground, and I was just marveling this morning about the way things have been bubbling up, and it's not unusual. My process usually after, especially if I'm in a series like this, is I listen to the channel. I don't always remember everything that was said, so I listen to the channel. I don't really take notes. I just absorb it. And then I sit quietly in contemplation, and I let questions bubble up. And so these questions actually bubbled up twice, once after the session yesterday and then about 3 a.m., and I rolled over and started writing with the pen, and when I woke up to do my morning contemplation, it was the same set of questions. So these are definitely the right questions for the morning. The other thing is, I don't know if in this series I've explained about the eternal infinite, but it's going to be important for you to understand that the guidance that comes through me are teaching. They're teaching guides, they're teachers. And a lot of times what happens is if they are the right, exact, perfect set of teachers for whoever is in the audience, whoever's doing work with me that day, and I always see a table in my mind's eye, I think with about 9 chairs, and they actually said the last time I was explaining this a few days ago that you actually, Mercedes, have a seat at the chair. So, and then the guides come in as the questions bubble up for each individual. The guides come in. So these channels are really for the people who will be listening in the future, the people who are present as I'm doing these sessions, and for myself, because I am the teacher as well as the student. I'm the vessel as well as the student. So we just want you to know. So sometimes in the channel, there'll be a pause in the channel because the guides are getting up and letting another set of guides sit down at the table, basically. So these questions this morning are going to be very interesting. Back in October, and maybe a little bit before October, there was something that came onto my spirit, and it is this phrase: the energy of God requires the hands of man, and the hands of man requires the energy of God. Let's breathe that in for a moment. Let that be our guiding energy this morning. Just breathing that in, taking it into your very essence. This is a symbiotic relationship. It is a collaborative relationship, and it is also the point of no separation between yourself and Source. Now just opening your heart center. And place your hands over your heart if you'd like, and just bringing yourself into the state of God, that state of being. Pulling all of you into your heart chakra. Saying, I love you, your first name, I love you. Love you, Mercedes, I love you. I love you, your first name, I love you. Every breath, every inhalation, just bringing yourself deeper and deeper into your heart, bathing yourself with love, self-love. inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Creating a point of cohesiveness with Source. Softening your eyes and relaxing your brain. Through these portal of the open heart, let's begin. What if the infinite intelligence needs our unique indigenous light? What if the infinite intelligence requires our unique indigenous energy? What if the infinite intelligence needs our unique indigenous wisdom? What if the infinite intelligence desires to have our unique indigenous heart? What if the infinite intelligence requires this energy to balance itself, to balance humanity, to balance Earth? To bring harmony, peace, love, and joy into this unique third-dimensional duality. What if it's time for us to see beyond what is happening in our day-to-day lives? What is in front of us? What is in front of you? What if it's time for you to soften your eyes, soften your brain, and open your heart to see the quantum field, to play in the infinite wisdom? What if it's time for us to contribute into the love of God? Nono nieke na 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 yoko okona ieske na 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 yoko okona ieke na. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ieske na na yoko okona ieke na 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 yoko okona ieske na na yoko okona. Our vessel this morning is very contemplative. Iekona ieske na. Because these questions were placed upon her heart, Yoshkona Iyekena. She has been wondering about this work, Yoshkona Iyekena, and over the last couple of days, she has said this is actually the second hardest Yoshkona set of channels that she has ever done, Yoshkona Iyekena Nana Yoko. It is because she is feeling like she is treading a fine line, Yoshkona Iyekena, Nana Yoko Okona, and possibly talking about things that people are not, fully open to understanding. It has been interesting to her. Yeshkena, which of her crew, as she calls them, has been present during these calls, the Okona and Yeshkena, because the world is calling for segmentation and division, in so many ways, in so many areas, so the fields that she is talking about, are the quantum field, and being comfortable, of exploring the depths of your inner self, as well as the expansiveness of the all that is. This space, this multiverse, and we're saying the multiverse, because there are so many different layers in which you can access. So then it becomes like a child, exploring a new playground. As was stated yesterday, so many of your group, believes that they have gifts. But what we are talking about here, is so much deeper. As she reflected yesterday, there was one more what if. What if there is a rip, a hole, in that infinite space, that infinite one mind, waiting for my people to return. It brought tears to her eyes, for she could feel the depth of belonging, and the depth of the need, and the depth of the richness of the potential contribution. So often, we are looking, at the thing that is, quite frankly, right in front of your nose, the belly needs to be fed, the children need to be clothed, shelter is required, transportation is required, and you're going through the day-to-day, however, the world today, is encroaching on the ability, to stay with your head, firmly buried in the sand, For people now have opinions, they're segmenting into groups, and they're living their belief system, on their sleeve, So where things might have been hidden in the past, or at least not as prevalent, it is like people are walking billboard for their opinions, their hatred, their love, and their judgment, So while you may have gone to work, participated in a group, or just been involved in your day-to-day living, the world is encroaching upon you, and notice we are saying the world, we are not saying America, because America is part of the macrocosm, even though the noise in America, seems that it is the macrocosm, it is but a speck within the entire infinite. Bree. That is why we are saying Ieshkena nana yoko okona. When we said earlier, yokona nieshkena, that you would be meditating yokona or in your spiritual practice, yokena nana yoko. And you may have something that you do every day, yeshkena, with discipline, yokona, love, yokona, and nono yoko, yekena nana yoko. With a heart of a seeker, yeshkena, a heart of being yoshkona, at peace, yokona, and a contribution to the world, yokona na yeshkena. And you may have already, yoshkona, experienced your gift, yokona na yekena, intuition, healing, yokona na yoko. A soft tone, yokona, in a loud world, yokona nishkena. You may have hands, ananoyoko, that are soothing, yekena nananoyoko. However, yeshkena nananoyoko, we are saying to you, and we are saying this, yokona, very loudly and very clearly, yokona, it is our time to shout through the noise, yokona, so that maybe you might hear us, yokona, but the noise that we are shouting from is in your spirit, in your silence, yokona na yeshkena. Know this, yekena na na yoko, so much more peace, harmony, balance is available to you, yeshkena na na yoko okona. And from here, your expansiveness, yokona na yekena, yokona na yekena, is opening. We know, Ieshkena, we have stated, Ieshkena Nananyoko, that many, many who will be listening to this will not say that I am a light worker, Ieshkona. They will say, I'm a good human being, Ieshkena Nananyoko. Same thing, Yokona Naniyeshkena. I have a loving heart, same thing, Ieshkena Nananyoko. Every now and again I get a notion to do something, same thing, Ieshkona Naniyeshkena. I invest my time, my treasure, and my opportunities into the good of the world. Same thing. Brown-hued woman, your contribution is unique. And that really is the thing that we want to impart upon you more than anything else. That your contribution into the all is unique. And we are missing you, yokona na yeshkena, and we require you, yokona na yeshkena. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, yokona na yeshkena, anana na yoko okona. And for every heart, there is an equal heart, yokona na yeshkena na yoko. The contribution, the indigenous contribution, the heart contribution, the natural contribution, of your people, Iekena Nananayoko, is greatly depleted in the all, Iokona Naniyeshkena. And it is required, it is needed, it is wanted, it is desired, Iokona Naniyeshkena Naniyoko. That is why the vessel, the one who is speaking, Ieshkena Nananayoko, were given these messages, Iokona Naniyeshkena. For the brown-hued woman does not have to look like a light worker, like every other vein of light worker. That is not what we are saying. Yokona nana yeshkena nana yoko okona. You are unique, yeshkena nana yoko. But what we are saying, yokona nana yeshkena, is the energy is so depleted, yeshkena, in the infinite all, yokona nana yeshkena, that the way has been set. It is like it is set in cement, yokona nana yeshkena. And so, most of the energy is just coming in one way, Ieshkena nana yoko, and that way is not always productive, yokona. Well, we would say that is a judgment, yokona na yeshkena. The translation was a little off, okona ni yeshkena. But the way Ieshkena nana yoko is, if you think of the infinite, yokona nana yeshkena, as a way of like the exercise yesterday, the pushing or the pushing into source and the pulling out of source, yokona na yekena. There is very little to pull out of source, yokona na yekena, in the frequencies of the quantum ananayoko field, yeshkena, that represent Ananiyoko, your kind, Yekein Ananiyoko. And this is what we are saying, Yekein Ananiyoko. So there is an imbalance, the Okona, for that which you are balancing, Yekein Ananiyoko, Yekein Ananiyoko, is growing and growing and growing, Yekein Ananiyoko. And Yekein Ananiyoko, Yekein Ananiyoko. And some of what you are seeing, Yekein Ananiyoko, is manifesting in the world today. Yekein Ananiyoko, Okona. So, Yekein Ananiyoko, while this has been an exercise over the next, over the last few days, Yekein Ananiyoko, this is really what it is all leading to, Yekein Ananiyoko. The conscious Yokona intent, Yekein, to explore the quantum field, Yekein Ananiyoko, and then place into it, Yekein Ananiyoko, your contribution. Now, think about it over time, Yekein Ananiyoko. Even your physical makeup, the color of your skin, the texture of your hair, the natural texture of your hair, we might add, the frequencies of the sound, from your voice, the strength of your limbs, the way that you see and approach the world, all of these things, all of this wisdom, Yokona na Yekena, is Yokona Yekena, greatly required, Yokona ni Yeshkena na Yoko. You may do an exercise, Yokona Yekena, we will not do it with you, Yokona, but think about the things that your culture has contributed, Yokona ni Yeshkena. Go back to the ancient, Yokona. Go back to the ancient, Yokona na Yekena. Go back to the ancient, Yokona Nani Yeshkena Nani Yoko. In your day-to-day living, Yeshkena Nani Yoko, as you rise up, Yokona Ni Yeshke, each day with the morning sun, Yokona Ni Yeshkena, we would ask you, Yeshkena Nani Yoko, what do you see? Do you soften your eyes, Yokona? Soften your brain and release the ego, Yokona? And open your heart, Yokona Ni Yeshkena? Just this one thing would open the fields to you, Yokona Nani Yeshkena, and your life would be Yinona Nani Yeshkena, an expansive array of energy, Yokona Nani Yeshkena. Anana Niyoko Okona Yeshkena Na Anani Yeshkena Nana Niyoko. So we then say, Yokona Nani Yeshkena, what is the result of this, Yokona Yeshkena? You may say, what is the motivation of this, Yokona Nani Yeshkena? We would say divine peace, Yokona, divine creativity, Yeshkona, divine synchronicity, Yekena, and the divine infinite, Yokona na Yeshkena. So would we say that all of a sudden you would be speaking a foreign language, Yokona, that you have never studied before, Yeshkena na Yoko, all is possible. You have seen the young ones, you have seen the babies come through, the prodigies that you would label them, Yeshkena. They come in playing Mozart, Yokona Naniyete, painting like Rembrandt, Yokona Naniyeshkena, Ananiyoko Okona, speaking seven languages, Yokona Naniyeshkena. These little ones are here now, Yeshkena. They are the evidence, Yokona. You old bones, Yokona Naniyeshkena, have the same ability, Yokona Naniyeshkena, to tap into the fields of the unknown, Yokona Naniyeshkena. To revive Yekena, latent and dormant talent, Yokona Yeshkena, that is within your quantum field, Yokona na Yeshkena, your personal and unique quantum field we are talking of, Yekena. We are not talking about going into the infinite I am that I am and extracting something out, which is always possible. But within your quantum makeup, within your quantum field, within that quantum DNA, Ananana Yoshkona na Yeke. Are your latent talent, skills, abilities, and Yeshkena, and yes, contribution to the all, the I am that I am, Yeshkena Nanayoko Okona. So while this noise is happening all around you, very loudly, very Yokona electronically, very verbally, Yoshkona Niyekena, it is throwing you off balance, Yokona Niyeshkena, and it's creating a wobble. Yokona Niyeshkena, in the general, in the general fields of your culture, Yokona Niyeshkena. this off balance, yokona, ihkena na 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 yoko, is depleting the full potential, yokona na na ihkena, of a civilization, yokona, that was regal and noble and grand, yokona ni ihkena, and wise, ihkena, and nanoni yoshkona, intelligent, yokona ni ihkena. And we are talking of intelligence as intelligent of nature, intelligent, no separation between nature, yokona na nieke, the heart, yokona of man, the pulse of earth, yokona na yekena, and the rhythms of life, yokona na ieshkena na nioko. So, ieshkena na nieke, there have been some very rough and na nioko, perhaps uncomfortable moments during these last few days, yokona. Please know, ieke na 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 yoko, it has been that way for the vessel as well, ieke na 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 yoko. Because anything that you do, ieshkona, when approached with the frequency, the highest frequency, or the most concentrated, you know, thinking about if you were making something like food coloring and water, you put a lot of color in it, you get this rich, vibrant red. That rich, vibrant concentration of love, iokona ieshkena. That is why we say love is strength, iokona naniekela. A concentrated dose of love, iokona, can shift, iokona ieshkena, things in such a great way, iokena nananioko. So we are not saying not to act, onono ieshkena, in the way that is yours, iokona. As a matter of fact, we have stressed, iokona, respect her way, ieshkena nananioko. So her way may be to take up arms, onono niyekena, or march in the streets, iyekena naniyoko. Our vessel's way may be sitting cross-legged on her floor, ioshkona, beaming love out into the world through her crystals, iyekena naniyoko. Another's way may be to be feeding iokona, the community, iyekena. And another's way may be having a community home so the children have a place to come home to in the afternoons, iokona, while others work, iekena nananioko, strengthen and build, iokona ieshkena, the economy, iokona nananiekena, the economy of your people, iokona, entrepreneurship, iokona, spirituality, iokona, education, iokona, wisdom, iokona na iekena, the esoteric ways, iokona na nieshkena, healing and medicine, iokona na nieshkena, iokona iekena na nioko, mathematics, iekena, anana nioko, engineering, iokona nieshkena, the building of societies and architecture, iokona na nieshkena, spoken and written word, ieshkena, carrying on the oral traditions, ieshkena na na nioko, ensuring, ieshkena, the ways of your tribe, iokona, are preserved, ieshkena na na nioko, respect her way, ieshkena na na nioko, ieshkena, na 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 nioko, okona, ieshkena na na nioko, okona, whatever you do, ieshkena, concentrate. Concentrate, concentrate the frequency of love, yokona nieshkena. Now, we have stated in the past, yekena nananiyoko, when things are out of balance and you're looking at something that is less desirable than what you want, something that is working against your greatest good, yokona nieshkena. They are in love with something, yokona, that person, event, thing. Ananiyoko is in love with something, yokona niekena, because love is encased in everything. Love is the pure essence of everything. Ananiyokona, even that which you would consider to be hateful. Ononani ieshkena na hoyokona iekena. So, when we talk about going into the esoteric field, yokona niekena, if you get into more of the frequency of love and understanding the application of love, iokona neyekena, the manipulation of the frequency of love, iokona neyekena, the strength of love, iokona neyekena, the creativity of love, iokona neyeshkena na neyoko okona, the healing properties of love, iokona na neyekena na neyoko, the transformational force of love, iyeshkena na neyoko okona, iyekena na neyeshkena na neyoko. That alone will open the quantum fields to you, in ways that are fundamental. We are not even talking about the expressive creative here, we are talking about the fundamental form, and it is so much more in depth than grandma's gift, that you have come to rely on, with such dependency that your gift has become dormant. In the new energy, the babies will come through with gifts, skills, wonders, and miracles, because they are so aligned, with their infinite interior inner self, and this must be nurtured, to balance out that which we are seeing in the world, we are missing you. We are missing your magnificence. We are missing the colors and the hues. We are missing your perspective. We are missing your cooking. We need to be fed. The world needs you. So, it doesn't matter if you label yourself light worker. It matters if you show up with integrity to the indigenous heart that is at the foundation of the very essence of your being. Beautiful culture, beautiful wounds, beautiful women. We need your voice, and your strength of conviction. A man cannot push a baby through and take that force. On all levels of existence, the womb is a force to be reckoned with. And the gateway, to eternity, and the infinite, final thing, the infinite, when you see beyond what is real, and what is actually in front of your nose, there are layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers of dimension, that is why, the one who is speaking, for the first time is looking at the news in a long, 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 long time, because she can see the layers of what is happening underneath. It is almost like the time capsule is peeling back like an onion. The one, she says, it is too silent. That was her heart speaking. It is too silent. Yeshkena, listen to the silence. Yokona, what do you hear? Yokona, Yeshkena. And when she hears Yokona, KKK, KKK, Yokona na Yeshkena, and then something happens in the field of the KKK, Yeshkona, and she sees other things as a result of that, Yokona, Yeshkena, it is not so much that she is peering into the future, it is that she is able to soften her heart, her eyes, and open, soften her brain, her eyes, and open her heart, and see into the quantum field, Yokona na Yeshkena, and that opens the field of probabilities, Yokona na Yoko, and the all that is in the fields of all possibilities, Yokona na Yeshkena. This is available to all, Yeshkena na Yoko. This is available to all, Yeshkena na Yoko. However, there are few, but there are those among you, that would be a better way, there are those among you that can see in past the actual physical and look at something in the physical, actually beholding something in the physical and see past into the layers. So that is why we must respect each other, because each of you have different gifts as well, Yokona Yeshkena. So it is not to be alarming, Yoshkona, when she says something like, Anana Yoshko, it is time to know where your children are, Anono Yeshkena. It is time, Yokona Yeshkena, to put mechanisms in place to keep them safe, Yokona Yeshkena. It is time, Yeshkena Nananyoko, to get prepared for a world, Yeshkena, that has the leadership that it has, Yokona Yeshkena. Others have this gift, Yokona Yeshkena. And then others have the gift of putting the items in place, Yokona na Yokona, for the benefit of your community and your culture, Yokona na Yoko. This brings people into a place of discomfort, distrust. So we would say to you, light worker, Yokona na Yokona, that you have to steal up your resolve, Yokona Yeshkena, and even in the face of resistance at times, Yokona Yeshkena, or at Yokona, the voice of rejection, Yokona, or when people, Yeshkena Nananyoko, withdraw their participation, Yokona Yeshkena, from your life, from your circles, and from your intimate caring, Yokona Yeshkena. You must know, Yeshkena Nananyoko, that this is in the field of all possibilities, Yokona Yeshkena Nananyoko. But no, you are not going crazy, Yokona Nayoko. You are seeing the field, Yokona, and you're seeing the authenticity of what is happening through more layers, Yokona Yeshkena, through the quantum field, Yokona Yeshkena Nananyoko. And this is a divine capacity and a divine gift, even though at times it will not feel so, Yokona Yeshkena. That is why, Yeshkena Nananyoko Kona, you are unique, Yeshkena Nananyoko, and your experience with your gift, Yeshkena, will not be the same as those of another culture, Yokona Yeshkena. Even though the basic essence is the same, it is the essence of God, Ononono Yeshkena. You have an ingredient, Ononono Yeshkena, just as they have an ingredient, Yoshkona na Yeshkena, that Yokona is beautiful and unique, Yekena na Naniyoko. So your perspective is also unique and beautiful, and your energy is also unique and beautiful, Yonono na Yeshkena na Naniyoko. So listen to the tones, Yokona na Yeshke, of your heart, Yokona na Yekena, Yokona. And consider in those quiet times, Yekona, when you were wondering, Anana Nieshkena, if my gift should become fully blossomed, Yokona Nieshkena, and bloom into the frequency of the infinite intelligence, Yokona, the one heart, the one mind, Yopona. And know, Ieshkena, that we love you, Iekena Nananiyoko. However, we cannot affect the physical, Ieshkona. We cannot touch anything and move it to another place, Yokona. So you are the ambassadors between the two worlds, Yokona, Ieshkena. Think of it like this, Yokona na Ieshkena. You can glean Iokona wisdom, Iokona across all time and space, Iokona na Nieshkena, and bring it into this world to affect real goodness, Iokona Nieshkena, real Ioshkona na Nioko, love, Iokena na Nioko. So what if, what if, what if, what if your energy is required to balance and harmonize the earth? What if the infinite intelligence requires your unique indigenous gift? What if your innate beingness, Iokona na Niekena, created splendor and joy and safety in this world, Iokona na Niekena? What if God needs your hand, your mind, and your gift, Iokona na Niekena? And what if you could see beyond what is real, Iokona na Niekena, to bring wealth and regalness and nobility, Yokona Iekena, back into your ancestral indigenous Yokona Nieshkena splendor, Yokona Nieshkena Naniyoko. These are the what ifs, Yokona Nieshkena, Yokona Nieshkena, Onakona Nieshkena. In your culture, you would not use the word lightworker, Yeshkena. You would use the word gifted one, or wise one, or elder, Ioshkona Ieshkena, or young one with a big heart, Onono Ieshkena, Iokona Ieshkena Naniyoko. Ask yourself this question, Onono Ieshkena. What if I really achieved Anono Niyoko, the splendor? My contribution is my love, Iokona. My contribution, Ieshkena Nanayoko. My contribution is the contribution into the infinite, Iokona, Iokona Ieshkena. My contribution is my energy that I put forth, Iokona, into my people, Iokona Ieshkena. My contribution is the value that I place on my heart and my life. Anono Nieshkena, Yokona Iekena. So please, 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 Anono Nieshkona, Iekena Nanana Yoko. Take a deep breath in, Ananana Yoko. Place your hands over your heart, Anono Nieshkena. Allow the tears to weep from your soul, Iekona Nieshkena. What if the energy of God required my hand, Yokona Niehena? What if the energy of God required my voice, Onono Nieshkena? What if the energy of God, Yoshkona Nieshkena, required my splendor and my beauty, Onono Nieshkena? What if the energy of God, Onono Nieshkena, required my hand, Yokona Niehena? So, Iokona Nieshkena, Iokona na Iokona Iekena. This is a common ground. Ieshkena na Naniyoko. This is the common ground from which we speak, Iokona na Ieshkena. It is the quantum field, Ieshkona. It is the infinite I am, Ananiyoshkona. It is the one mind, one heart, Ananiyoshkena. And it is how you show up, Iokona Nieshkena, in the space, Iokona Ieshkena, and how you contribute, Ioshkona Ieshkena, and how you understand, Ieshkona, that without this contribution, Ieshkona, the world, Ioshkona, mankind, Ieshkena, will not be the same, Ioshkona Nieshkena. we will not be in harmony, Yeshkena na niyokuna na Yeshkena, and there will be no balance, Yokona ni Yeshkena. Understand this, Yokona Yeshkena na niyoko. Understand this deeply. In the name of all that is holy and divine, Yeshkona Nani Yeshkena. I am the I am. Yeshkena Nani Yoko. I am the one heart, the one mind, Yeshkona, the one source, Yokona Yeshkena. That is enough for now. Yokona Nani Yeshkena Nani Yoko. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you very, very, very deeply. We wish you adieu.